The residents of this city were so wealthy, their annual per capita income was the equivalent of purchasing 2 homes in the town. It may take you a while to guess the identity of that place, but the answer is today's American countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
The 1800s were prosperous times for many in the city of New Bedford, Massachusetts. It was the whaling capital of the world.
In 1859, the amount of money that New Bedford took in was equivalent to give each woman, man, and child about $1,000.
And that's in a city where you could often buy a house for $500 at the time. Jamie DeSilva shares the story from the New Bedford Whaling National Historical Park. But by the mid-1800s, the industry was already beginning its decline.
The fact that they found petroleum in Pennsylvania in the 1850s, and so that made an immediate change because you no longer needed whale oil to light your homes. And then, of course, you have electricity, and so that further went on.
Those facts made other parts of the whale, rather than the oil, more important in later years.
It was stayed alive because of the need for whalebone. The fashion industry dictated the use of whalebone and corsets and other things like umbrellas and whips. So then they were really whaling to get the whalebone to use for that because it was very flexible. It was hard to break.
This is a National Historical Park, which means there's quite a bit for a person to see and do within a relatively short walk.
There are 70 properties within the park, and as a partnership park, all the property owners work with the park to tell the story of whaling. And the Whaling Museum is one of our bigger partners, the City of New Bedford. And we also have the New Bedford Historical Society, another one of our partners. They tell the story of the people of color in New Bedford.
Many of the original structures have been restored to their look from the heyday of the whaling industry. Traveling the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.